You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Take a walk around Lake Merritt right now, and you might hear some strange noises. This is the second year in a row of Oakland's Great Heron Experiment. This time last year, KALW science reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch headed to Lake Merritt to capture the sounds and scene. Today, we're hearing more about the experiment in this story from our archives.
It's a sunny day at Lake Merritt, and biologist Steven Peterson is up in a tree testing a speaker. It's playing a recording of herons.
Yeah, so that would be the adults screeching, and then the kick, 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 kick. Those are the chicks. Those would be the chicks. So if you've ever been over by the rookery over there in downtown Oakland, this is what it sounds like.
In fact, he's trying to lure the birds who've nested in downtown Oakland for years to come nest at this spot at Lake Merritt instead. A little down the lakeshore, I watch an arborist lifted up to the tree canopy in a cherry picker. Another arborist climbs up into the branches of a different tree. Biologist Kevin Cahill is down below, surrounded by a pile of boxes filled with bird nests.
Tying a rope onto this box here.
To send up to the guys in the tree, who take out the sticks, the very sticks herons used last year to build their nest downtown.
And basically build a new nest for these guys and gals.
Developers got permission to remove the nests to make way for two new apartment buildings. In exchange, they hired this team of biologists to try and relocate the bird rookery to Lake Merritt.
One sec!
Hence the bird recordings, the nest relocation, and fake birds.
They made it nice and tight for me. See, it's got kind of some, like a metal post for the legs. The legs are painted pink.
A black-crowned night heron. It's a foot-tall, gray-blue bird with a long neck and long legs for wading in the water. These are decoys. Herons are social. They want to nest with other herons. So if the real birds see these decoys in the tree, the hope is that they'll come join them to nest.
If I was a heron, I'd probably want to come over and check it out, you know, if I was flying by. What about you? What do you think?
I'm impressed. Yeah, I think it looks really good.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. I used to work at Golden Gate Audubon Society, a local bird conservation organization, which pushed the city to require the developers to attempt this relocation project when we learned that the trees were going to get cut down. For years now, two species of birds, black-crowned night herons and snowy egrets, have taken to nesting in downtown Oakland. These herons are sort of like the raccoons of the bird world. They don't seem to mind living around people, and they especially like the large ficus trees all over downtown, like the ones in the parking lot by the post office.
There were these nests filling up all these street trees on the block.
That's Cindy Margulis, executive director of Golden Gate Audubon Society and my former boss.
It was noisy, and there was a lot of poop.
It was wild. Nature right in the city, the largest black-crowned night heron rookery in the Bay Area. But things came to a head a few years ago.
So in 2014, the U.S. Post Office branch downtown Oakland, they ordered a tree cut at the wrong time of the year when the herons were nesting because they didn't want the herons pooping on their postal trucks.
Four young birds had to be taken to rehab. It was a wake-up call for the Audubon staff. Some people found these herons to be a nuisance. Wilderness in the city is not always pretty.
So the young birds can fall out of the trees. They can also push out their siblings sometimes.
It's part of nature. But what's not part of nature? Concrete and cars. In a more natural environment, soft duff or mud cushions baby birds' falls, and bushes act like stepladders for birds to get back into nests.
So it was pretty gruesome. You would see birds dying or already dead laying on the street.
Golden Gate Audubon knew it had to get involved. It was my job to train volunteers to monitor the nests. The docents came out almost every day to walk the streets of downtown Oakland and look for baby birds that had fallen out of trees and were hiding at the bus stop, under parked cars.
I'm sure our docents looked ridiculous with their heads underneath wheel wells in the parking lot.
Then they'd call the Oakland Zoo to come out and rescue the birds. The birds did not go quietly.
The bird's gonna scream, and it actually has a scream that's very much like a dinosaur, and it looks a little bit like a dinosaur too.
Zookeepers transferred the birds to the International Bird Rescue Center, where the birds stayed until they were able to fly. Then they were released out into marshes around the bay. Much better habitat. This went on for 2 years. Then Audubon staff learned the main heron nesting spots were slated for development. The trees that the post office once trimmed were now going to get cut down. Audubon's Cindy Margulis felt torn.
I was struggling with, how do we protect these birds? But obviously that is not the best place for them to be, because we knew we were having to rescue so many of those birds.
And she didn't want to stand in the way of development.
Housing is a shortage for people in downtown Oakland, so we totally understand that those developments are needed. So the question was, how can we do right for people and right for birds all in one fell swoop?
Margulis pushed the city of Oakland to require the developers to try and relocate the nesting herons. And to her surprise, they agreed. I have to say, I've wondered whether this was all worth it. Heron populations are doing fine in the Bay Area, at least right now. What if we spend all this time and money and it doesn't work?
It is a science experiment. There's no doubt about that. But it's based on good science. And in this case, the financial burden is actually being borne by the developers.
Ray Connell is the development manager for the building going up on 14th Street. When his company, Holland Partner Group, bought the property, he immediately Googled the herons. The first thing he read was about the incident with the post office.
That was a red flag. I figured we could not do it. Whatever we did, we could not do that.
He drove around the site, but it was winter before nesting season, and he didn't see any of the birds.
Fast forward about 6 weeks later, I saw the influx of all the herons coming to roost.
Connell says the relocation is costing his company and the other developer more than $200,000. And I just wonder, why would you buy a building that came with so many strings or birds attached?
As a developer, you would say, oh, you know, because we get to build apartments and that's great for us. But it's actually a really great thing for the city and for the birds, because now they're in a place where hopefully they'll go to a place where they can actually thrive. And we won't have, you know, 70 plus birds, baby birds falling out of trees and getting hit by cars and falling on top of the post office vehicles.
Connell takes me on a walk around the development lot.
It's going to be 262 apartment units. It's going to be 7 stories.
The trees on his property are gone, but herons still live in the trees across the street.
Yeah, you can see them up in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kind of looking down at us, looking, trying to see what we're doing.
What happens if all the herons who lost their nests just spread out to other trees around downtown? How will Connell feel after his company has put in all this work and all this money?
Yeah, we really do want it to work, and yeah, I think down at the lake will be a much better place for them. Yeah, it'll be a little disheartening, but hopefully, you know, over time, they'll move back to the lake. That's the goal.
For Cross Currents, I'm Marissa Ortega Welch in Oakland.
Marissa is KALW's science reporter. Connect with her at science@kalw.org.